Hallelujah to the Father, hallelujah to the Son, hallelujah to the precious Holy Spirit. Our God is the awesome God who is worthy to be praised. And Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. And the Holy Spirit is our precious comforter. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting arms, realizing that he never failed us ever. To God be the glory for who he is, for what he has done, and what he will continue to do for his people. Our God is the awesome God who is worthy to be praised. And Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. And the Holy Spirit is our precious comforter. To God be the glory for who he is, for what he's done, and what he will continue to do for his people. This Evangelist Juanita Douglas coming to you, Renaissance Recovery. And God, we are trusting one nation under God. We're coming to you to bring to you, hallelujah, the word of God that he would have me to share with his people. It is in him that we live, we move, and we have our being. Hallelujah to the Father, hallelujah to the Son, and hallelujah to the precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God, we honor you and we love you this morning. And you get the glory. You get the glory. Your sweet spirit dwell in our lives. And so we're going to come to you this morning and we're going to talk to you concerning, well, it's really still late night. We're going to talk to you concerning the conscious way of living. The conscious way of living. Having the indwelling presence of the Almighty God. The conscious way of living is having the indwelling presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shammah, the miracle of God that he will allow his conscious mind and spirit and thought live in us and through us. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and it dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. In the beginning was the Word, hallelujah, and the Word is God, and God spoke, and whatever God spoke, it came into existence. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, hallelujah, and the Word became flesh. And it dwelt amongst us as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It is Emmanuel, which is interpreted as God with us. Emmanuel, which is interpreted as God with us. It is the indwelling presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he tell us to come unto him, all ye that are burden and heavy laden, hallelujah, and learn of him. And so, and when we come of him, come to him, and we learn in him, he puts us in a perfect position to help understand our promise. When his promise to us is that he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. And he does not, because he allow his indwelling presence to be with us, and that he is there to comfort us in all of our ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the miracle of God. He wants us to be perfect as he is perfect. We are to be holy as he is holy. And he wants us to be perfect as he is perfect. And the only way we can be perfect as he is perfect is that his Holy Spirit live in our heart, giving us the thoughts and the things to do, making us conscious, aware of the things that we say or do that is out of his will. The Holy Spirit brings us under conviction. It exposes to us what is wrong, and it gives us the inclination to correct it by repenting, turning from that wrong, and asking forgiveness. And then as we ask forgiveness with a sincere heart, he forgives us and he continues to live in us and through us. When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized and in his name. We receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is the very Spirit of God living in us, because God is Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the Spirit and in the truth. And God allowed himself in the beginning, the Word of God. In the beginning, John, the first chapter, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the first chapter says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the 14th verse says, and the Word became flesh, and it dwelt among us as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so when Jesus Christ came into the earth as the Son of God, the Son of Man, he came to bring us the instructions of righteousness. He taught his disciples in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Hallelujah. And as he taught the disciples and the Word got recorded, we have that Word to study and to read and to understand today, that we can have the mind of Christ, which is the mind of God, because the Word of God says to us, hallelujah, hallelujah. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Former things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. And he says in his Word too, Jesus became sin for us who knew no sin, that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That is 2 Corinthians 17. That's 2 Corinthians, the 17th verse, and 2 Corinthians, the 21st verse. So the Almighty God, even in Romans, the 3rd chapter, from the 20th to the 23rd verse, it talks about how all men lost the glory of God, how we got separated from his glorious presence, his conscious way of living in the new, in the garden of paradise when Adam and Eve was created in the Garden of Eden, a perfect place from a perfect God, perfect people. They had the conscious mind, the presence, the glory of God, but being separated out of that perfect place, away from the perfect God, into the world because of the sin of Eve, and she offered to Adam the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and he ate of it, and they both went against the will of God. Going against the commandment of God is a sin, and so he don't want us to have a forward heart. He wants us to have the heart and the mind of the Almighty God himself, because he knows the way that he has for us, and he wants us to prosper. Jeremiah 29:11 says he knows the plan that he has for us, and he wants us to prosper in our way. And then he wants us to have faith in him and believe in him. And he don't want us to have a forward heart going about and doing the things that we think, rather than the way the Spirit of God will lead us to go, because it is the perfect work when he works in us and through us. It's his conscious way of living. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come unto the Father except by me. Because he is, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we are accepting the Spirit of God, the Word of God made flesh to dwell amongst mankind. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish in a lake of fire forever, but will have everlasting life in the glories and the beauties and the kingdom of God, his living way forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ was getting ready to go to the cross on the night of the Passover, he was preparing his disciples for his leaving. He was telling them that he was going away to prepare a place for them. Hallelujah. In other words, he was going to die. He was going to pay the death penalty for the race of mankind. He was going to be resurrected back up into the Father in due time. And he was going to release his Spirit in the earth so that men and women, boys and girls, could have his Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us. And when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, when man looks at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. And so when the Almighty God sees us, he will not see a forward heart. He will see a heart of purity, a heart of love, a heart of joy, a heart of power, a heart of thoughts of him. Hallelujah. 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 And Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse, it tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so we have to have the faith in God and believe that he is. Hallelujah. We have to believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So when we seek his face, we will find him as we seek him with our whole heart. It is the miracle of God that he wants us to be bound to him and in him. So the Father allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to come into the earth, his incarnated word in the form of man and in the form of God, because God in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So God himself is with us in the form of the Lord Jesus Christ to rule in our hearts and through our hearts, that we will know the living way. He allowed himself to become flesh so that he could come. His spirit would be amongst men to lead us and direct us into the path of righteousness for his name's sake, so that when he sends Jesus to get us, that we would be able to be caught up to meet him in the air and forever be with the Father in the new heaven and in the new earth. And so Psalms 101 shares with us that scripture. It says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I'm reading from the New International Version, the Disciple Bible. It says, I will sing of your love and justice, which means the right way to do something. I will sing of your love and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? This is David writing this Psalms, okay? I will walk in my house with blameless heart. And David was a man after God's own heart. I will set before my eyes no vile things. This is an example for us to do today. The deeds of faithless men I hate. They will not cling to me. Men of perverse heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with evil. And this is the miracle of God that he wants us to understand. He is Emmanuel, God with us, living in us, that we won't have. He will live in us and through us, and we will honor and reverence his life, his holiness, his spirit, his power, his agape love, his peace living in us, and we will do no evil wrong. He is Emmanuel, which is interpreted as God with us, and God in us and through us will have us not to do evil. To do evil is to turn away from him. And verse 5 says, whosoever slandered his neighbor in secret, him will I put to silence. Who has a haughty eye and a proud heart? And so he knows the heart. He knows what we're thinking even before we think it. So we cannot hide anything from him. Whosoever slandered his neighbor in secret, him will I put to silence. Hallelujah. Whoever has a haughty eyes and a proud heart, him will I not endure. So he is saying he is not going to endure. He's not going to put up with a proud spirit, haughty eyes. He's not going to do it. And he is not going to put up with slandering the neighbors in secret. Hallelujah. He says he's not going to put up with it. I will not endure. Hallelujah. My eyes. So whenever we realize the Holy Spirit lets us know that we've just sinned or did or said something against each other as people of God, as the creation of God, brothers and sisters having one blood. He created all nations with one blood, and we're all his offsprings. And so all men, women, boys, and girls are brothers and sisters, but because we come from the same Father with the same bloodline, which he gives to mankind to breathe in us the breath of life, and we become his living soul, and his blood and his heart and his circulatory system is living in mankind, all the same, pumping the blood, the oxygen through the body. And so we all belong to the Father. Hallelujah. All souls were created by God, and he breathed into us the breath of life, and we became his living soul. Hallelujah. Whosoever slandered his neighbor in secret, him will I put to silence. Why? Because this is not the spirit of God, holiness to live in us. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, him will I not endure, because God does not allow anyone to rise themselves up against him and do whatever they want to do, and he smiles on it. No, he has the perfect way, plan, and purpose for mankind and also the destiny of eternity. Hallelujah. We are not to be bound by any silliness, any unrighteousness, anything that speaks or goes against the will of God. Verse 6 says, my eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He whose walk is blameless will minister to me. They will be in his presence. They are following him. It's a spiritual, it's a loving, it's a powerful, it's a peaceful, it's a calm relationship. Even though, and David said in Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. David, and this says, my eyes will be on the faithful. The Father is saying, my eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walk is blameless will minister to me. And to minister mean to love him, to honor him, to reverence to him, to come into his presence, to hear his instruction for righteousness, to do what we need to do for others as he worked in us and through us, and always take the time to worship and to reverence him, let our lifestyle worship him and reverence him. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. He will not tolerate lies in his presence. He wants us to love each other, to love him, to be honest and true with each other, and to be honest and true unto him. And even as I look at that, I see Psalms 100 just crossed from this page. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. The Lord is good and his love endures forever. And Psalms 101 says, no one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. And so, people of God, evildoers will not dwell in the presence of God. God is going to send the Lord Jesus Christ any day now to get his people. He's been speaking the rapture. We have to have a clean, holy, and a pure heart. This is the lifestyle that Almighty God wants his people. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns in Psalms 91. He's taking my eyes to. The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The King is mighty. He loved justice. You have established equity in Jacob. You have done what is just and right. To do equity is to do what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. And so the word that's speaking to us of Psalms 99, that we are to exalt, to reverence, to lift him high, to think highly of him, to be respect him for who he is, the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. He is holy. And they that worship him must worship him in his spirit and his truth, which is holy. Praise our God. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them from the pillar of clouds. They kept his statute and the decrees he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. I'm reading Psalms 100 now. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. And God so loved the world. He is our Father, the only true, wise, loving, and living God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And he is the one, hallelujah, 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 the indwelling presence. He is our miracle God, our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, with his Holy Spirit living in us to bring us back into that spiritual powerful relationship. He is our indwelling presence, Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah. And so we are to go back, people, to Proverbs, the third chapter. Let's go to Proverbs, the third chapter. Hallelujah. Before we run out of time, Proverbs, the third chapter, real quick, let me go. He's speaking Proverbs, the third chapter, and we're going to get there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm working with a different Bible this afternoon. The page is a little bit thin. Hallelujah. Proverbs, the third chapter, tells us, it says, my son, again, I am reading from the New International Version, the Disciple Study Bible. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the table of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. You will be healthy. Your mind will be healthy. Your body and your spirit will be strengthened and strong because you're walking in the wisdom of God. And you're not frustrated and stressed out and burned out and doing anything to the body. But though you are trusting in the Almighty God. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing. And your vats will brim over with new wine. Hallelujah. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, for the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable. The wisdom, the understanding is more profitable than silver, and he is better returns than gold. So he is saying the wisdom is like a she. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better return than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you can desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is like a tree to those who embrace her. Who lay hold of her will be blessed. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. Those who lay hold of wisdom will be blessed. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundation. By understanding, he set the heaven in place. By his knowledge, the deeps were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. My son, preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be light for you and ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidant and will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, come back later, I'll give it tomorrow, when you now have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. Do not envy a violent man or choose any of his ways, for the Lord detests a perverse man, but takes the upright into his confidence. Let the Lord's curse, the Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but gives grace to the humble. That's his love and his mercy. The wise inherit honor, but fool he holds up to shame. And then he says in chapter 4, listen, my sons, to a father's instruction, and pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. So do not forsake my teaching. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Do not forsake my teaching. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender and a child of my mother, he taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom and she will protect you. Love her and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Esteem her and she will exalt you. Embrace her and she will honor you. She will get a garland of grace on your head. She will set a garland of grace on your head, talking about wisdom, being there, giving you understanding. Hallelujah. She will set a garland of grace on your head, love and mercy, and present you with the crown of splendor. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you long straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for this is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or way in the way of evil man. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way. Hallelujah. For unrighteous thing will steal your peace. You can go on and read Proverbs the 4th chapter. Read the rest of Proverbs the 4th chapter. I'm going to run out of time. But this is the wisdom of supremeness. As I was going forth, the Spirit of God sent me to these chapters in Proverbs. And this is the words of the instruction. And he's sending me back to Proverbs the 3rd chapter and the 19th verse. By wisdom, the Lord lays the earth foundation. By understanding, he set the heaven in place. By his knowledge, the deeps were divided and the clouds let drop the dew. Hallelujah. So for sound judgment and discernment, we have to keep in sight and walk with the wisdom of God. People of God, the wisdom of God comes to us through the Spirit of God that is provided for us in salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Word of God, made flesh, coming to the earth so that men and women will know the truth and the truth of God's Word that will set them free from the law of sin and death. He is the indwelling presence of the Almighty God. Jeremiah 31:31 says, behold, the day comes, said the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my laws in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their God, and they shall be my people. To God be the glory for who he is, for what he has done. He is Jehovah Shammah, the indwelling presence of the Almighty God. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the presence, the indwelling presence of the Almighty God in Jesus' name. Don't sway. Live in the Spirit of God in Jesus' name forever. and the wrath will not come upon you, but the blessings of God. And then you will be able to be caught up, to be with him in the air, to be forever in the presence of God and the new heaven and the new earth as you walk this way of holiness in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.